Bill Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Best of the Phil Henry Show CD is available online at philhenryshow.com. And we're gradually working on our website. We're going to get that baby, you know, up to a fairly decent running speed in no time at all. Look for Margaret Gray's A Little Bird Told Me column. We'll be appearing infrequently, but frequently enough, on our website, philhenryshow.com. You can also purchase the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD for $19.99. Communism is Neat. Also, Chilling Day for Talk Radio, our 98 CD, and Still on the Air, our 97 CD, may or may not be available on the site, depending upon its availability, I guess is, you know, the way to put it. We've raised about $95,000 so far for My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway youth in Hollywood. And that's about, you know, a little bit over halfway to our goal of 170 Gs, which is what we raised last year. So we'd certainly like to break that record. We've been selling these babies for the last couple of months. Maybe we'll have another radiothon. Maybe we'll do another signing. Who knows which way the wind's blowing. But until that time, if you've got a computer, you can order our CD. It's $23.50, $3.50 shipping and handling, $20 for the CD. And if there's somebody who you know who doesn't have a computer but would like to get a hold of it, they maybe can log on, if you'll pardon the expression, to yours. Doesn't the term log on sound like something else? Or is it just me? I read this magazine called Viz. It's a hysterical magazine published in Britain. And there's a section in there, the future of the world is a world in which you are not allowed to go to the bathroom. You can't take a dump. That's the future of the world. And everybody is subject to what is called the bottom inspector. It's just this weird thing. This is British humor. Anyway, in one scene, this guy decides to defy the government, and he goes into an outhouse and, you know, pinches one. And so all of his friends are wagging their fingers at him and going, "You bastard, we've had to hold it in all of our lives, and you went ahead and logged out." Okay, so it's juvenile, it's male. Hey. It's fun. It's the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Did you get that fax? I saw the fax, Mike, and apparently this is in Corona. The L.A. County, it involves the L.A. County Public Library System. A gentleman who is threatening a lawsuit, not only against the L.A. Public Library System, but also against author Robert James Waller, who wrote Bridges of Madison County. And he is also threatening other lawsuits. We'll bring him on the line from Corona, California. He is a construction contractor. His name is Stephen Bozell. Good evening, Mr. Bozell.
Good evening, sir.
This is a far-reaching, you're threatening a federal lawsuit?
I am. Through my attorney, I have threatened a federal lawsuit, yes, sir.
Why?
Well, I believe that I was subject to undue harassment and ridicule. I also believe that I am entitled to a forum, and that forum, I believe, should be held at the Los Angeles Public Library branch in Corona, California, where I can state my case to anyone who was witness to the events of January 16th, 2000.
At the L.A. Public Library branch in Corona?
Yes, sir. At the L.A. Public Library branch in Corona, a librarian there, who I'm told, a young man who I'm told, I cannot mention his name, but he was the one who was checking the books out that day, and also checking in books, made a statement that I think I need to be allowed at least to counteract.
All right, the facts that we got said that you were subjected to some form of undue harassment by this kid working behind the counter, and that you want a forum to...
I want a forum to state my case, and I want the ability to be able to confront those individuals who I think might have been unduly influenced by him.
You were checking out books. This was January 16th, 2000.
Last month, yes.
Okay. You were checking out books?
I was returning an overdue book. I had been there the preceding summer with my wife and with my children, and we had checked out books. My wife threw in a book on my card. So as we were checking the books out, one of the books we were checking out belonged to my wife, and I checked it out on my card.
And that book was Bridges of Madison County.
Yes, sir. That was Bridges of Madison County. The book stayed around in our home. My wife had read the book, but it had not been returned to the library. In January, we had seen these books, decided these books had to go back to the library. The book was some 6 months overdue, so I knew that there was going to be a very substantial fine or penalty. I walked up to the counter at the Los Angeles County Public Library. Now, you have to keep in mind that I understood it to a certain point what I was in for, because this was not my book. This was my wife's book.
And, well, what did you think you were in for?
Well, I knew that there would be a certain level of ridicule because I was a man who seemingly had checked out Bridges of Madison County, but I had not checked it out. When I got the book back up there, the guy opened the book up in the library, and he said, and he saw the date, he saw that it was overdue. He said, why would anybody keep the Bridges of Madison County checked out for 6 months? Perhaps, and I wrote this down because my attorney asked me to write down everything that I recollected. He then said,
all right, the first thing he said was,
why would anyone keep the Bridges of Madison County checked out for 6 months? And then he said, perhaps you'd like to check out our gay studies section, sir. And I said, now, you don't understand. This is my wife's book. And he said, oh, your wife's name is, and he looked at the card, so your wife's name is Steve Bozell. Is that it? I said, you don't understand. My wife threw this in a stack of books. It's not me. It's not me. I said, no, it's my wife. He said, well, it's your wife, of course. And your wife's name is Steve, huh? Sure, sure. So he's talking like he don't believe me. He's talking like I'm a liar. He's talking like I'm a bald-faced liar. And all I was trying to do was have him hear me, and he wouldn't hear me out.
Now, you wrote down that what the guy said was, why would anyone keep the Bridges of Madison County checked out for 6 months? Perhaps you'd like to check out our gay studies section, sir.
Yes, sir. And that is obviously an insult to me. I tried to tell him, it's not my book, it's my wife's book. He said, my attorney asked me, how did he say it? My attorney said to me, Steve, it's very important. It's very important that you say it the way the man said it in deposition. How did he say it? And I said, he looked at me and he went, oh, sure, it was your wife's book. And I said, you know, you got to understand and you got to hear me. It's not my book.
Now this has prompted you to call for an open forum where you can state your case?
I am asking anybody who is at the Corona Public Library on January 16th of last month who might have witnessed this event, I want you to know, number one, that was my wife's book. It wasn't mine. I'm not gay. And I further want a public forum at that library so that I can assure anybody who is at the library that if somebody comes in the library, for instance, and I see, well, were you there that day that man made fun of me and said that I might want to check out the gay study section? I'm not gay. And anybody, so I want to build the ability.
Okay, so you, in other words, you want a forum to let everybody know that even though you checked out.
I did not check it out.
Okay, well, even though that you're.
See, this is the problem, Mr. Henry. Everybody thinks I checked out Bridges of Madison County. I did not.
So you want everyone to know that, first of all, it was your wife's book, not yours, and you're not gay.
That's what the guy said to me. He said, why would anybody keep Bridges of Madison County checked out for 6 weeks? Perhaps you'd like to check out our gay study section, sir.
Well, that is patently offensive, and that is something that I would never say.
I'm not saying that he shouldn't have said it, because in a different situation, I would assume, or I might make the same assumption. I said, you got to understand something.
So in other words, you think that because a man keeps Bridges of Madison County checked out for 6 months, he's gay?
I'm saying the guy might have had a point. I don't know whether he had a point or not. I was trying to assure him that I wasn't, and he wouldn't hear me out. He wouldn't listen to what I had to say. And there's nothing worse in this world if you're trying to make a point and somebody won't listen to you. And I said, I'm not gay. And he said, oh, and I wrote it down. He said, oh, sure you're not. Just like that.
Who is your attorney?
My attorney, Mr. Robert Smithson of San Bernardino.
Okay, hold the line here, Steve. 1-800-449-8686. And that is Mr. Stephen Bozell of Corona, California. He was taking back an overdue library book that was checked out really by his wife, even though it was checked out on his card. As he took the library book back, he claims that the person who took the book back said, why would anyone keep Did you write this down? Why would anyone keep the bridges of Madison County checked out for 6 months? Perhaps you'd like to check out our gay studies section, sir. Mr. Bozell is on our show tonight, A, because he wants to, as and I'm quoting now, assure people that he's not gay, and B, he is demanding a public forum at the library where he can tell anybody who might have been in the library that day that he's not gay, and he is demanding this, or he'll sue. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry here, 1-800-449-8686. We get on Mr. Stephen Bozell, who was in a public library out in East L.A. County, and his wife and kids checked out books on his card. One of the books that his wife checked out was Bridges of Madison County. It was 6 months overdue. He took it back to the library, at which point the guy checking the books back in said, "Why would anyone keep the Bridges of Madison County checked out for 6 months? Would you like to see our gay studies section, sir?" And you're claiming that that is exactly what was said, correct?
Yes, sir. I'm claiming that is what was said. I also would like to ask a question, if I could.
Yes.
The music that you just played, would you play that one more time, please? Because I have...
What music?
The
bumper music?
I don't know what you... There was some music that you had just played.
The music we just played now was our bumper music. You want to hear that again?
I do need to hear that again for just a couple of questions that I had.
All right. If you have it, Craig.
Uh-huh. Okay. Where is that music from, sir?
Where is it from? It's from a CD that we...
No, please tell me what the source material is, that music you're playing right now.
What is that from, Craig? Do you know?
Sexorama.
It's from a movie called Sexorama.
There, okay, right there. That's what I'm talking about. That is the kind of mockery, I guess, that I think some people think they're being cute. And I can tell that you're still playing it.
All right, kill the music. We're not playing it to mock you, sir. I didn't know.
That is music from a pornographic film. That's exactly...
No, sir, wait, that's just a goofy thing that we found and we play that. It has nothing to do with your appearance on my show, and it has nothing whatsoever...
Mr. Henry, I'm familiar with the way the media works and the way that people can be set up. I do believe that I have a legitimate claim. I do not believe that people should be allowed to be spoken to that way. And because I had Bridges of Madison County checked out, my wife had Bridges of Madison County checked out, I did not. And
I believe you that it was checked out on your card...
But that music that you're playing is what is called subliminal. That music was subliminal.
That music is not subliminal. Subliminal is something that you cannot consciously hear or recognize, okay?
No, but it has a subliminal effect. And that is what we're talking about here.
Well, what we're talking about is that the guy unfortunately said to you, "Would you want to see the gay studies section?"
That book is not my book. And
I know that. I believe you that it wasn't your book. I believe you. I can make the statement tonight that this man on the air, I believe you, Stephen Bozell, did not check out Bridges of Madison County. His wife did.
Well, there are also people who were at the library that night. And those are the people that I need to address, and those are the people that I think could have been hurt by this more so than anybody else.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Texarkana on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hey, well, first of all, I want to give the guy a little bit of credit for not trying to sue and just going to a quorum. I mean, I can understand him trying to get his point.
Well, I will tell you, though, that if I'm not allowed to forum, that I do believe that I want to utilize the recourse of lawsuit.
Well, let me, first of all,
because I don't know if you or anybody you know would be let yourself be talked to that way.
Well, first of all, I do get talked to that way. I'm a nurse myself, and that comes up kind of a career that might look like. You know, the gay type of section. And I've had the remarks made to me about patients and stuff before. And what I don't understand...
Are you gay?
I shake that off.
Are
I
you gay? Sir, sir, are you the guy in Texarkana, you gay?
No. By no way.
Did this guy tell you he was gay? Well, why does it say so on the screen?
Oh, what now?
Go ahead. Nothing. I'm talking to my dumb producer. Go ahead.
Oh, no.
Now,
see,
Mike, you're doing
totally straight.
I have to tell you something, that my producer thought you were gay.
No.
Oh. Well, that's the kind of mistake, I think. But you see, the gentleman, but wait a second. You don't want anybody to perceive you as being gay.
He just perceived me as gay on national radio.
I understand,
I'm not.
But you've been allowed to say
forum to say that I'm not gay and apologize.
No, sir.
Because I'm not. And I don't care.
I understand that, sir. But what I'm saying is, you have been allowed to say that. See, right when it happened, you were allowed to say it. But what did not happen for me was, the guys assumed because I had the bridge. This guy thought bridges of Madison County belonged to me.
Have you ever heard sticks and stones will break my bones and words that never hurt me? Then go on.
That's a bunch of what kids do. I'm talking about the world of adults.
No, it's not kids. You learn everything you need to learn in kindergarten. Either you got two problems. Either one, you're gay and you won't fess up to it.
No, sir.
Two,
no, sir. No, sir. No,
life.
Sir. No, sir. I am not.
Either you cannot accept the challenges of life or you're gay.
What do you mean the challenge of life?
Well, somebody calls you gay. If I call you ugly, what are you going to do? Call up a big forum for everybody to say, I'm not ugly. Look at me. I'm beautiful. Who cares?
Well, sir.
First of all, why is the book out 6 months? Does it have pictures in it?
It's a
you
book
can only
that got
read
lost.
The story once.
My wife was reading the book, number one.
His wife wanted the book. It was checked out on his card. I believe the man when he says that you weren't reading Bridges of Madison County, Mr. Bozell, although I don't think it's a great disgrace.
Well, you don't read penthouse either. You just look at the pictures. That's what I'm asking him. Is there pictures in the book?
Bridges of Madison County, no. It's a novel written by Robert James Waller that my wife wanted to read.
So you feel totally innocent?
I did not read that book.
Well, then what's the problem? You said earlier that you would have made the same assumption that if somebody would have.
Right. I don't want anybody thinking
you
I read
made
that.
The same, you said yourself, you backed up and you backpedaled, but you yourself earlier said that you would have made the same assumption of a man had that book checked out for 6 months.
Well, I'll ask you a question.
Then I'm a nurse and I'm gay. I don't care. I'm not gay. Go on with it.
I don't want anybody thinking that I read that book, okay? Because I don't.
What's wrong?
I don't think you read the book. You made your point. Go into your life.
Well, there are a whole lot of other people that do.
Then you're gay.
Then you're gay.
You're gay.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I want to get on the line here with gentleman Steve Bozell from Corona, California. You are talking about, you're threatening a lawsuit against the author of Bridges of Madison County and the L.A. Public Library System, and you have also talked about some legal action against your wife, April Bozell, because it was her book, not yours, correct?
That is correct, because that, Mr. Henry, is the only way that I can assure that I am going to, I think, get a fair hearing on this. I am not necessarily saying that what the man said was wrong. I was trying to assure him, though, that I was not gay.
Now, this was a librarian who made the comment, and I think it sounds to me like it might have been made in jest. He said, why would anyone check out Bridges of Madison County for 6 months? Perhaps you'd like to see our gay studies section, sir.
Obviously making the assumption that I checked out Bridges of Madison County.
But also making the assumption that anybody that would read Bridges of Madison County, and he was a man, is gay. And you agree with that?
What I'm saying is, you know...
You agree with that? That any man that reads Bridges of Madison County is gay?
I'm saying a man's entitled to his opinion. It's not far-fetched. It's not that far-fetched. No.
You just want to let everybody know that you didn't check out Bridges of Madison County, wasn't your book.
And I'd like the forum to say it. I won't be able to say it at the public library. I'm saying it now on your radio show, and I want the opportunity. Otherwise, yes, sir, I will file a federal lawsuit in the municipal court of Los Angeles, California, that I hope will be heard by the Supreme Court of the United States.
Okay, and you're threatening to sue all these parties. Here is Jacksonville on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I think that, personally, he should stop whining about what anybody else thinks about him. If he's married and he has kids, apparently he should be a little bit more secure and not caring what anybody else thinks, whether he's gay or not.
Why would that guy say that to me? It wasn't my book. It was my wife's book.
Why should you care what he says to you?
Because there are a lot of people there who heard it, you know, snickering and laughing and whatnot. Because they were.
I mean, if you're married and you have kids and everything, apparently you're not gay.
Well, if people thought you was gay, would it matter to you? Yeah.
People will assume, I have tattoos on my arms, and because I'm a girl, people will assume all the time that I'm a lesbian. It doesn't bother me. I just blow off their opinion. It doesn't matter.
How come you got tats? Have you been in jail or something?
No.
How come
you've never been in any trouble before in my life?
That's the whole deal about a girl that has tattoos. There's something right away I'm going to start thinking, you know, lesbian.
Well, I really don't care what you think.
Well, why?
I think, though, that you should stop whining about things. And if you're going to put a lawsuit against your wife, she should get a divorce from you.
Well, see, get a divorce.
Yeah, if you're going to try to sue her because she used your library card. I mean, if you're married,
no,
I want to
sue her. I want to sue her because she checked out Bridges of Madison County. It's her book, and she made me take it back, and now the guy thinks that I should be in the gay studies section. I want to put up a picture of my family to prove, Mr. Henry, you agreed that you'd do that?
Yes. I don't know if it's on our website yet, but we were going to put a picture of you and your family up on our website, philhenryshow.com, to prove you have a wife and kids.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
After you go through that lawsuit, you might not have one for too much longer.
Why? Why would my wife leave me?
Why would you sue her over a book, over somebody's opinion
that
doesn't mean nothing?
Why do you have tattoos? How come you're a girl with tattoos? Anybody look at you might say that you're all lesbianic or whatever it is that you people call yourselves. Huh?
I have a beautiful little boy. I'm happily married. I care less what anybody else says or thinks.
What kind of motorcycle does your husband own?
He doesn't own a motorcycle.
You got tattoos and you don't even have the common decency to have a motorcycle? God damn.
At least I'm not accused of being gay.
I just said that you sound like, now she hangs up, all lesbian and everything.
What makes you think she's got a motorcycle? She's got tats? Okay, look, she was in Jacksonville, Florida. You know, they run a little rough in that part of the world. What are you going to do, huh?
Well, she said that I wasn't gay. No, she said she wasn't gay.
Forget about it, okay? I mean, the lady has got a little bit of self-possession. It's not bothering her. Now, you're threatening a federal lawsuit in the L.A. Municipal Court that you hope goes to the Supreme Court. Is that what you just said to me?
Mr. Henry, don't talk down to me, okay?
No, I'm not talking down to you. You just said you're filing a federal lawsuit in a municipal court.
I said that I am filing a lawsuit that if I do not get a form where everybody knows I'm not gay because of the Bridges of Madison County, and I feel that it is a very valid claim. I went with my family 2 years ago to Sears, the portrait studio, and I have that picture up. And I want people...
Look, I believe that you're straight. I'm sure most of our audience believes that you're straight. Bridges of Madison County, regardless of what you may think, reading Bridges of Madison County does not necessarily mean people will think you're gay.
Mister, I don't know who your friends are, but...
Well, my friends, I guess, are people that aren't going to assume that. Maybe you have friends that assume differently, but I think we're going a long way tonight toward dispelling any concept, any possible idea... that you're gay. What you may be doing is hurting your own case by complaining a little bit too much about it. West Palm Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, this is Frank, West Palm Beach.
Yes, sir.
He's complaining an awful lot. I think the guy may be gay. He's very sensitive about it there.
Yeah, well, maybe you're gay.
Oh, I mean, you read a book for 6 months, now you think the world thinks you're gay, and you're taking it all.
I didn't read the book. I didn't read the book.
You didn't read the book?
Barely, you don't listen too good.
Yeah, your wife took it out. You had it for 6 months.
My
wife?
You
happen to be the guy returning it.
Right.
The guy makes a passing comment, and now you're upset. You want a forum? Come on.
I want people to know. What do you mean? What would you do if a guy standing out on the street someplace said, look at that guy there. He might be gay.
What do you think? The world is walking around thinking you're gay? What?
Because of the fact of what the guy said, he said it publicly. Okay?
He said it publicly.
Yes, sir.
He said it passing comment. What was that, one person behind you in line?
There was a few people in the library.
The guy's making a good point. How many people could have possibly have heard it?
I just want to make sure that whoever was there knows that I'm not. That's all I'm saying.
Were you wearing a pink shirt and a yellow hat or something? I mean, what is your problem?
I got no problem.
Obviously, you do. You want a form. You want this. You want that. Everybody thinks you're gay all of a sudden because you returned a book. One guy made a passing comment, and you can't stop crying. For a guy who's straight, married, with kids, is awful concerned with what one teller had to say.
You know something? Are you married?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you want your people thinking you're gay?
My people would assume I'm gay. People that know me, know me.
I think it's pretty cruel.
Pretty cruel? You're a pretty sensitive fellow, aren't you? You're pretty sensitive, my friend.
Now you guys want to laugh at me.
I'm laughing at you. We're laughing at the situation.
I might have to buy a billboard on the side of the 91 freeway that says I'm not gay and the library's going to pay for it. Okay?
Who are you trying to convince? You know what bothers me? Who are you trying to convince you're not gay? The rest of the world or yourself?
Now, there you go again.
No, I'm just making a comment.
I know, but you're going down that whole latency thing that people say about.
You're taking it there. Nobody's going there. You're running everything there.
How come you'd say that?
How come I'd say that? Because you're on the phone tonight confessing to the world, look, this guy made a comment, I'm not gay. You
see,
get
Phil,
this often?
Everybody thinks I'm gay because...
Nobody thinks you're gay, all right?
This guy just did.
I don't think you're
gay. Nobody thinks you're gay. You're making a big thing out of it. You checked out your wife, not you. Your wife checked out Bridges of Madison County on your card. So the guy at the library made a crack. Frankly, I think it's an intemperate crack. He shouldn't have made it. He's in a public library, and he doesn't know who he's talking to. But he did make a crack. He probably should have been talked to by his superiors and let it go with that.
Did he confront the guy when the guy made the comment?
What did you say to the guy?
What did I say?
Yeah.
What do you think would what would you do? I had to get out of there. It was very emotional.
Why not ask the guy? Hey, what did you mean by that? I mean, why not?
No, as soon as I heard it, I felt myself breaking down.
Breaking down.
I started to cry. Yes, sir.
You gotta be kidding me. This should be the least of your worries. You need to go someplace and talk to somebody. I mean, you got other problems besides this, my friend. You start crying over comments a guy that makes $6 an hour makes. There's a problem there.
What if I get hit on by one of these gay people? Then what am I going to do?
If it don't apply, let it fly.
You got it. Thank you for your call, sir.
Take care.
1-800-449-86.
Well, what the hell is that? If it don't apply, let it fly. Is that some kind of New York deal? Is that...
The guy's making a good point. Louisville on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Louisville, hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. You're on the air.
To start with, I would like to... give my wife my sympathies.
You giving me...
His wife my sympathies, because I feel sorry for somebody that lives with something like that.
This is kind of Johnny Cochran kind of a deal that you people are running on me now.
No, it's not. You are so wrapped up, and something's wrong with you. Instead of going to court and spending that money, go to a psychiatrist. Find out what is wrong with you. What, was there 5 people in the library? Now you're telling the whole world? You either want to
Mr.
come
Bozell,
out with it.
Hold on for a minute. Mr. Bozell?
What?
Are you crying?
Get you another handkerchief.
Oh, look at that. She's making fun of me.
No, I'm not making fun of you. You got a problem. Instead of going to court and spending money, take that money to a psychiatrist and lay on his couch. And maybe he can straighten you up.
Oh, you think I'm mentally ill?
Yes, I do. Very.
I mean, it's really easy for you.
What's your wife saying?
My wife shouldn't have given me that book.
How do we know she even got it?
You know, one of the people in line that
day... You're making an awful big deal out of something.
No, ma'am, no, ma'am.
Let
me tell
you,
if I'm making a big deal out of it, then you explain this. One of the people that was in line behind me that day... Excuse me.
How many times are you going to run into that person?
Hold on for a minute.
Do you want to take a moment?
I just need to... One of the people that was in line behind me that day looked gay... I could swear to God
well,
he's gay.
Well, see, there you go. You're making your own opinion.
And he's following me. Oh,
now. Did he make a pass at you?
Huh?
Are you cute? Did he make a pass at you?
I know that I've seen him a few times.
Well.
Wait a second.
How many times are you going to run into those people in the library?
How come this gay guy's following me?
Wait a minute. What do you mean?
You're assuming something. How do you know he's gay? You're on here telling the United States you're not gay.
I want the whole United States
to
know
that... Well, how did you know that guy...
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah,
how did you know that guy was gay that was following you?
Who's doing that?
You must be able to pick him out pretty good.
Who did that?
Not to be gay.
All right, Phil, I'm just...
Who's pushing the buttons?
I don't know. I'm pushing a button.
Yes, you did, ma'am.
I did not.
God damn it, yes, you did.
Hey, watch your language. I'm a lady,
watch your language.
I don't like that kind of language.
Absolutely, watch your language.
But she got to do it, and I don't get to.
What did I say?
You pushed the button, and then you said that you did.
How did you know that guy behind you was gay?
I saw him in the store, and he was buying white wine.
White wine? What's wrong with white wine? I like red wine.
Oh, come on. Any man that buys white wine is fag as the day is long, and you know it.
There's a different color wine you drink with different meats and different... Maybe he was buying it for his wife.
Yeah, maybe he was buying it for...
Did you go up and say, why don't you buy six bottles so you can have a bottle for the rest of the week?
Why don't you take
that money that you're going to take to top of the courts?
He bought tofu.
And go lay on some couch in a psychiatrist's office.
Ma'am.
Because that's what you need. And if your wife was smart, she would hit the door.
Hey, this guy bought white wine for a different kind of meat. Yeah. And you know what I'm talking about.
No, I really don't.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
I guess maybe because I'm not gay.
White wine and tofu, what's that equal to you?
How do you know so much about what gay people like?
Because I seen a documentary one time on TV about
it. You must have been interested, because if I see something like that, you are so offensive when that is mentioned.
Why don't you get up
and turn that TV off?
Are you so interested in it? Are you anti-gay?
No, I'm not. I am married, and I have got 3 children, and I've got 7 grandchildren.
You said that you like red wine. I like any kind of wine
if it tastes good.
All I'm saying is if you buy a bottle of red wine...
I like Pepsi. I like RC.
And you can
Coke.
And somebody
Coke. I like 7-Up. That's white.
I don't ever let a woman talk to me like this. Do you drink beer?
If I do, does that make me gay?
A lot of dykes drink beer. Oh, she's laughing at me again.
Kill them all.
You laughing at me again?
Do what?
You laughing at me again?
No, I'm just at the comments you made.
Okay.
I really have to jump in.
Oh, this woman's going to apologize to me before she hangs up. No, I have nothing to apologize for. No, you are not. You're going
to
apologize.
How are you going to make me apologize?
I demand that you apologize.
Well, I'm sorry you're not getting it.
I'm going to apologize.
Go get another handkerchief. You've got that one wet.
Okay, I'm going to hang up on this guy.
I'll sue you.
He'll sue you.
I'll sue you.
You'll sue who?
You.
You don't know who I am.
What's your name?
Oh,
come on.
Come on out of the closet and smile.
So I'm gay.
Out of that closet and admit it.
So I'm gay.
Get out of the closet.
Thank you very much, Ms. Andrew.
Take your white panties off.
Well, he just hung up. So.
Good, he needed to.
All right, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you. God, what a flake case. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com. It's there that you can find the latest adventures of Harvey Weierman, his legal advice. You'll also see excerpts from Margaret Gray's A Little Bird Told Me column, Bobby Dooley's Western Estates Homeowners Association newsletter will also be appearing there. There'll be some interesting tidbits from Mavis Leonard and others. You can also pick up a copy of the Best of Phil Henry Show CD, ordering it online at philhenryshow.com, $23.50. That's $3.50 shipping and handling. And what is it? $20 for the CD is what is the thing.
I couldn't even get in a car, and I had to sleep sitting up on a love seat with my legs hanging down. And 2 nights in a row since I used this, I was able to get in bed, and last night I slept straight through the night. It works wonders. It's like a miracle.
Here's some other good Santana music.
It's like a miracle.
looks like someone passing by again. Left her standing in her corner. She told me she was trying to find a way. I got to leave before I get my shoulder. Cause she ain't moving till it 40 days. She takes her time and she ain't so cruel. I got someone to take you over. Your mother ain't so bad. What happened to you?
Bill Henry.
Even get in a car, and I had a sleep sitting up on a love seat.